In Alberta today, you could be excused for wondering if the Flames or the Oilers were selling NHL playoff tickets. Hundreds of people, hours in line, queues snaking along city sidewalks. But no one was thinking slap shots. This was all about flu shots. And the goal wasn't a box office, just a pharmacy counter. The CBC's Chris Brown looks at what's driving a sudden fever.
Given the choice between joining the flu shot frenzy or ignoring it, a lot of people in Alberta today played it safe and got the vaccine.
I wasn't going to get one this year, but since there's been such a big outbreak, I figure I should go for it.
At clinics all over Alberta, the wait in line was measured in hours.
We got here just after 9, so it's almost 11, so hopefully it looks like there's only a few more people ahead of us.
I think I should be fine, but you never know, so that's why I'm here.
The season started off with a very low flu shot rate, but now it's the opposite. There may not be enough vaccine for everyone in Alberta or even BC who wants it.
I heard the news, people, you know, die this year.
Many pharmacies in Alberta ran out of their free supply today. Most of the province's reserves and clinics could be gone by the weekend. British Columbia may only be a week behind.
The unusualness of this year is that the flu is actually attacking very healthy, normally healthy individuals that are within the age range of 30, 40s, and 50s.
Indeed, a warning from public health officials coupled with reports of dozens of people in intensive care, along with a dozen deaths, seems to have crystallized the urgency. Today, though, now faced with worries of a shortage, health officials appeared to change their message a bit.
We've actually immunized more this year than we ever have. So we've had over 1 million folks immunized in Alberta, which is pretty good. That's admirable. It's more than we've done ever in the past.
In other words, no panic if the vaccine is used up. Having almost a quarter of the population of two provinces immunized is a victory for public health.
I think that